by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free.
You free from obeying them. Go ahead.
Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect.
See that? See what the Pharisees were doing? They made the commandments of no effect with their traditions. They were following traditions that contradicted God's laws. Just like blacks and Latinos got today. Let's go back to Colossians.
By your tradition.
Yes, Colossians 2 and 8.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit.
Vain deceit is lies, deception. And remember the vain deceit we were reading in Corinthians earlier. Go ahead.
After the tradition of men.
Remember what we read? Read verse 4, Yuri.
Verse 4. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words.
Verse 8.
Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit.
Mm-hmm.
After the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ.
So Paul is not changing the subject. Now, can you put up on the screen, IT, just put up the first the context. He's dealing with animal sacrifice because that's how they were beguiling the people back then. Go back to the law of Moses and sacrifice. That Christ dying on the cross, that's BS. Stop listening to it. Only a lamb or a goat can take away sins. That is the initial context of what he's talking about. Remember, he's addressing what the scribes and the Pharisees were teaching. Now, based on that, we often bring it up to today. There's nothing wrong with it. I just want you all to understand the initial thought. Everybody got me, right? Put up the one about the churches that we often use. Y'all know what I'm talking about, IT? It got Pope Nicholas V. It got Seventh-day Adventist, Pentecostal, that poster. Okay, find me that. Find me that. IT. I know you got a folder somewhere. You got it? Okay. Come on. Okay, that's not the one because there's errors. William Miller did not create the Seventh-day Adventists. That was Ellen G. White. William Miller created the Millerites. So this is wrong. I keep telling y'all. I'll put out the right stuff. You're giving wacky, tacky breakdowns. And one day, Edomite's going to catch you on that and embarrass you on the street. Give me the one we often use. With Pope Nicholas V in it. Yep, put it up there. All right. Read that, Captain Yuri, please.
Yes, sir. Man-made religions, Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ.
So just as Paul was dealing with sacrifices that could not save us, it was going against Christ, when you bring it up to today, these religions are also against Christ, the black Messiah, who gave his life for the 12 tribes of Israel. All these religions that our people are into go against Christ. Read those religions right there.
Pope Nicholas V, father of the transatlantic slave trade. John Smith created the Baptist religion in 1608. Joseph Smith created the Mormon religion in 1830. Ellen G. White created the Seventh-day Adventist religion in 1863. Charles T. Russell created the Jehovah's Witness religion in 1872. Charles Parham created the Pentecostal religion in 1901.
Right. So when we read Colossians 2 and 8, remember the initial thought that Paul was dealing with was leaving Christ, being beguiled against Christ, and going back to animal sacrifice. That is the initial thought. Everybody understand that, right? Okay, let's read on Colossians 2. What verse you at?
You want verse 8 again, sir?
Yes.
Verse 8. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ.
See, that's the key, and not after Christ. They were going, the doctrine was against the sacrifice of Christ. So that started with animal sacrifice. They were saying, nope, Christ's blood is nothing. You must be a sacrifice of a goat, a lamb on ox or turtle doves, something like that. Go ahead.
Verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
For in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That Godhead goes back to verse 2 about the Father and of Christ, the bottom of verse 2.
Yes, sir. The bottom of verse 2. To the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ.
Read.
In him, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
So now, verse 9.
Verse 9. For in him.
For in Christ.
Dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
So we must go through Christ. Not the goat. Put the goat thing. They were like, No. I want the goat first. Show me the goat. No, you just had it, IT. Come on, man. They were saying you need animal sacrifice. That's where the treasures of wisdom is. Paul was saying, no, the treasures of wisdom and understanding is through Christ. Now give me Christ. Can you put Christ, a Christ depiction on the screen? Yes. He's the fullness of the Godhead. We must go through him. Everybody understands that? So verse 9 again.
Verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness.
Wait. I'm hearing something, a different voice. I'm disturbed. Okay. All right. Good.
Verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
So how are you going to get around Christ? He's the, in dwelling in him is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Go ahead.
Verse 10. And you are complete in him.
And you are complete in Christ. Go ahead.
Which is the head of all principality and power.
Christ is the head of all principality and power. Go ahead.
In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. And putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
So let's deal with that. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. Give me Deuteronomy 10:16. Let's explain the circumcision that he's talking about that's made without hands.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart.
Of your heart, meaning your mind. Go ahead.
And be no more stiff-necked.
And be no more stiff-necked.
For the Lord your God is God of gods. And Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty, and a terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward.
So verse 16 is the key we want. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, meaning your mind, and be no more stiff-necked, meaning hard-headed. So what's in our heart? Give me that. Is it Mark 7? Give me that. 7:21 maybe, somewhere around there. What's in our heart? Why must we circumcise? So circumcise means to cut off. Cut off and get rid of. Go ahead.
Mark chapter 7, verse 21. For from within.
For from within?
Out of the heart of men.
Remember it says, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart. So now the question is, what's in our heart, our mind? Go ahead.
Proceed evil thoughts.
That's how you know your heart is your mind. Your evil thoughts don't come from the middle of your chest. It comes from your mind, your thoughts. So read verse 21 again.
For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts,
covetousness,
wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness.
Can we look up lasciviousness? I don't use that everyday language. So always got to look it up because I don't use it in common speech. I'm sorry, I don't. Lasciviousness. I don't want ChatGPT. Lasit. Yes, right there. Yep. Go ahead, read that.
Lasciviousness is an adjective that describes someone or something driven by or tending to arouse unrestrained sexual desire.
Unrestrained! Sexual desires.
Read. It is typically used in a formal or disapproving context to describe indecent, lewd, or lustful behavior, thoughts, or expressions.
Yep, pornography is one of them. You could throw that word in there. Right there, pornography. Let's go back to Mark 7.
Lasciviousness an evil eye.
An evil eye is when you hate your neighbor. Go ahead.
Blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
Pride.
Pride.
Foolishness.
Foolishness. Go ahead.
All these evil things come from within and defile the man.
That's what defiles us. That's what defiles us all. So when we go back to Colossians, what verse we at? 2 and 11?
Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands.
So when we accept Christ as our King, our Savior, we must circumcise all the immoralities in our hearts, in our minds. Get rid of it. Go ahead.
In putting off the body of the sins of the flesh.
See that right there? And he explains it. In putting off the body of the sins of the flesh. Go ahead.
Circumcision of Christ.
Let Christ circumcise your mind. His words must circumcise our minds. Go ahead.
Buried with him.
Buried with him.
In baptism.
Uh-huh.
Wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God.
Because baptism was always symbolic. I'm going to say it again. Baptism was always symbolic. Give me that in Isaiah 1:16. Somewhere around there about put off the evil.
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16. Wash you, make you clean.
See that? It's about water baptism. Wash you, make you clean.
Put away the evil of your doings.
So once you got water baptized, we were supposed to put off the evil of our doings. You're buried in the water, in the grave symbolic of, you come up a new creature. That's the symbolism behind it. Everybody understand that, right?
It's a little more.
Go ahead.
From before mine eyes, cease to do evil.
Cease to do evil. The church ain't figured that out yet. The Christian church thinks there's power in water, that when you come out the water, you will no longer be a crackhead or a whore or a homosexual. Stop. No, you just went in the wet faggot. You came out a wet faggot. You just wet. That's all. There's no change in you. Give me that one in Peter about baptism does save us. 215, I can't remember. 321, thank you.
First Peter chapter 3, verse 21.
Because that daggone water baptism keeps coming up over and over and over. Go ahead.
1 second, Bishop, sorry.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
Read.
First Peter chapter 3, verse 21. The like figure whereunto even baptism doeth also now save us.
So now you're going to see, gotcha, nigga. Baptism does save you. But watch the breakdown. Go ahead.
Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh.
Not water. Water is what we were reading in Isaiah 1:16. So Peter's making it clear. That doesn't save you. The water does not save you. Go ahead.
But the answer of a good conscience toward God,
uh-huh,
by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
So a good conscience toward God, you're keeping the commandments in the faith of Christ. Because if you are a whore and Lord come, you will not have a good conscience. If you are a thief or a liar or a child molester, you don't have a good conscience. And it comes out through your facial expressions. You will not make eye contact. Your head's down because you know within there's something troubling you. Within there's something wrong because you don't have a good conscience. You don't. Yuri, where we at? Let's go back.
Colossians chapter 2 and verse 12.
Wait. Let me get it. Colossians 2 and 12. Go ahead.
Buried with him in baptism. Wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God,
uh-huh,
who hath raised him from the dead.
So we're to be risen with Christ in faith. It said through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him, Christ, from the dead. Give me that 2 Corinthians 5:17 about being a new creature. Right, Christ came from the dead. We're supposed to be the example. He's our example to be like him. Read that.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Why? Because you were buried in baptism. The old man is dead. The old woman is dead. The old hoe is dead. Go ahead.
Old things are passed away.
All that old stuff you did, whether you was a crackhead, a meth head, opium user, a fentanyl user, whatever it was. Now you clean your system out. And I will say this for any drug addicts in here, may or may not be. There's nothing wrong. If you need to get clinical help, get clinical help. I would not sit here knowing that I got fentanyl or whatever drug at home and I'm going to use it. You want to get off that. Everybody understand what I'm saying? There are clinics. The white man got stuff set up for that. Okay? Now, if we got brothers or sisters who are trained in that, because I know I'm not trained in that, and maybe we could set something up, okay, so that nobody goes to jail. Everything's done legitimately and lawfully. Everybody understand what I'm saying? But until that's set up, if you need clinical help, my advice to you, brothers and sisters, get the help you need. Get the help you need. Yuri, where we at?
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Did you finish that?
No, sir.
Okay, read again.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
This is why we take on new names. To symbolize the new man, the new woman. That's just an example. It's not mandatory, but that's just an example. Okay? So with water baptism, that was symbolic of the new man, the new woman coming from the grave and being that new person. It was always symbolic. Everybody understand that? All right. Go back, Yuri.
Yes, sir. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 12.
Let's go.
Bury with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead.
Watch this.
And you, being dead in your sins,
go ahead.
And the uncircumcision of your flesh.
So you got to acknowledge that the old man is dead. Not only were you dead in your sin, because we all did some heinous things. Is that how you say the word? Heinous? Heinous things. Even the uncircumcision of our flesh. Read it again.
And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him.
When it says quicken, mean changed, transformed with him. Go ahead.
Having forgiven you all trespasses.
Everything's forgiven. When we come in this truth, everything we have done is forgiven. New slate. Go ahead.
Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross.
What is he talking about? See, the subject has not changed. Brothers, we're changing it, but it ain't the same thought about, remember, they were beguiling Israel to go back to animal sacrifice. They didn't understand animal sacrifice. That was a symbol of what Christ would do for us. Give me that in Hebrews 9.
Yes, sir.
Hebrews 9. I want verse 1, then jump to 10.
Yes, sir. Hebrews chapter 9, in verse 1. Then, verily, the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary.
And a worldly sanctuary. Was that it?
Yes, sir.
Jump down to 10.
Verse 10. Which stood only in meats and drinks.
Which stood only in meat offerings and drink offerings.
And diverse washings.
And diverse washings. Remember Matthew 15 about the, your disciples don't wash their hands. That's what we're talking about. Go ahead.
And carnal ordinances imposed on them,
forced on them,
until the time of reformation.
Until the time of Christ. Reformation in the time of transformation, which is when Christ came. Okay, go back.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 14.
No, you know, I want to give me Hebrews 10, 8 to 10. I want that to add with this.
Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 8. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wouldest not.
God didn't want it no more. Go ahead.
Neither had his pleasure therein, which are offered by the law.
You see that part right there, which are offered by the law? The Pharisees would use that, say, no, it's in the law. You must do animal sacrifice. They would neglect the scriptures like Isaiah 53. Zephaniah 9, about your king comes lowly on the mule. Help me out here. Psalms about his hands would be, find me that in Psalms. I forgot the verse. About his hands were pierced. I want that one. Somebody find it for me. And I want Isaiah 53:10. Find me that.
Psalms chapter 22 and verse 16.
Psalms 22 verse 16. Listen good.
For dogs have compassed me.
Dogs have compassed me. That was the scribes, Pharisees, and Rome. Go ahead.
The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me.
Go ahead.
They pierced my hands and my feet.
Meaning sacrifice. They crucified. Capital punishment. So they would ignore that. And say, no, we ain't dealing with that. Give me the other one and that I just said. Isaiah 53:10.
Yes, sir. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 10.
Watch this.
Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him.
It pleased the Lord to bruise him, that him is Christ.
He hath put him to grief.
They put him to grief.
When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin.
See that right there? When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Well, we're just going to ignore that. We're dealing with goats and lambs. To hell with all that moo-boo, gragu y'all coming with. We're dealing with goats, lambs, oxen. Deuteronomy 18:18. Did you finish that, Yuri? I'm sorry. I'm not looking at it. All right.
He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
Oh, give me the other one. I think it's Daniel 9, is it 24. About to anoint the most holy. I can't remember where it is. Somebody help me. Help me, please. I know it's Daniel 9.
Daniel chapter 9 and verse 24. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people.
490 years are determined upon the Israelites. Good.
And upon thy holy city.
And upon thy holy city, Jerusalem.
To finish the transgressions.
To finish the transgressions.
To make an end of sins.
See that? To make an end of sin. That means a major sacrifice would happen. A major sacrifice would happen to make an end of sins. Good.
To make reconciliation.
To make reconciliation. To bring back the 12 tribes. Good.
For iniquity.
For iniquity.
And to bring in everlasting righteousness.
And to bring in everlasting righteousness.
And to seal up the vision.
And to seal up the vision.
And prophecy.
And prophecy.
And to anoint the most holy.
And to anoint the Son of God. They said, well, we're not dealing with that. We're dealing with lambs, goats, and bulls. To hell with all that other stuff y'all talking about. Everybody see the problem, right? Go back. Where were we at, Yuri?
Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 8.
Give me that one. I called something else.
Deuteronomy 18.
Deuteronomy 18, 18.
Yes, sir. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak. Which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him.
Meaning he'll kill you. He'll cut you off. That's what the Lord is saying. Go back. And we were in verse 14 again, Yuri.
Did you want to finish Hebrews 10, sir?
Hebrew what?
Hebrews 10.
Oh, we didn't finish it? Go back.
No, sir.
Thank you.
Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 8. Above when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not.
I mean, he didn't want it no more.
Neither had his pleasure therein, which are offered by the law.
Which are offered by the law, because the law does say to do it. Go ahead.
Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God.
Mm-hmm.
He
taketh away the first covenant of animal sacrifice.
That he may establish the second.
That he may establish the second covenant, the new covenant in Christ.
By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
Everybody see that right there? So the scribes and them were ignoring that. They said, we're not dealing with that. To hell with that. Go back to Colossians 2 and verse 14 again.
Colossians chapter 2 and verse 14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us.
So certain sins you had to put up, certain sacrifice you had to sacrifice. All that was against us because it could not make us perfect. What verse is that? Is it Hebrews 9:15 around there? Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Find me that.
Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 15.
Freedom.
Which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect.
That couldn't make you that did the service perfect, the priest, or the one giving the offering. It could not make you perfect in the Lord. Why? It was an animal. It was a goat. It was a lamb. It was an ox or a turtle dove. Christ is the perfection of that law. They refuse to accept and understand that. That's the initial problem that Paul is dealing with initially. Everybody with me, right? Let's go back, Yuri.
Sir.
Verse 14 again, Colossians 2:14.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us.
Which was contrary to us.
And took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross.
You know another precept to go with that? Acts 13:38.
Yes, sir.
Give me that one. I like that too. Does it start at 38 or 37? I can't remember.
Acts chapter 13. Verse 38.
Okay.
Verse 38. Being known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins.
So he said you get forgiveness of sins through this man, referring to Christ. Good.
And by him.
And by Christ.
All that believe. Are justified from all things.
You are justified, forgiven from all things. Like what? Witchcraft. Homosexuality.
Right.
When you use drugs, that falls under witchcraft.
Right.
Or I smoke weed, man, it opened me vision. I see yonder soul. What? That's a demon you saw. What the hell is this? There was no ox or lamb for witchcraft. You die. It said, suffer not a witch to live, kill them. That was under Moses. But under Christ, it said, oh, read it again, Yuri.
And by him, all that believe are justified from all things.
From all things, go ahead.
From which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses.
Because the blood of bulls, goats, ox, and sheep could not give you forgiveness for certain sins. Everybody understand that, right? Let's go back, Yuri.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross.
So you see that hot handwriting of ordinances we just read? We read that just a few minutes ago in Hebrew. Was it 9 and 10, Yuri?
Yes, sir.
About carnal ordinances imposed on them.
Yes, sir.
I ain't looking at it. Just get it for me.
Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 10, which stood only in meats and drinks and diverse washings.
Meat offerings and drink offerings. And